As the door slid open, Theron pressed himself against the wall, taking cover behind the edge of the door jamb. He poked his head out just enough to see down the corridor, then pulled it back as the waiting guards unleashed a volley of blaster bolts in his direction. There were three this time, strategically spread out at various points along the hall. Theron pressed the small button on the first detonator to prime it, then tossed it down the corridor with a flick of his wrist, careful to keep from exposing himself to the enemy's line of fire. Even before the inevitable explosion, he was already priming the second detonator. The first blast went off, and Theron made his move. He wanted to get this one all the way down to the far end of the hall, so he had to lean out to get enough leverage for the throw, momentarily leaving himself open. As he did so, he saw one of the guards lying on the floor, a casualty of the first blast. The other two had been far enough down the hall to survive, but the explosion had left them distracted and disoriented, and neither one was able to get off a clean shot in the brief second Theron was exposed. In the aftermath of the second detonator's explosion, Theron scooped up his assault rifle and peeked around the edge of the door jamb. Another soldier was down, and the third was reeling from the explosions. He fired at Theron, but his shots flew high and wide. Theron remained calm as he took careful aim and dropped his foe with a short burst. He threw the backpack on once more and continued down the hall, counting the doors on his left. When he reached the third one, he stopped and went through the necessary routine to unlock it. He stepped into the minister's office, then sealed the door behind him, just in case. The office was large, 10 meters by 10 in Theron's estimation. A number of comfortable-looking chairs were arranged around a small, circular meeting table near the front. In the back was a massive desk made of dark brown wood. Intricate designs had been carved into the front and sides, and the heavy legs were sculpted into ornate, sweeping curves. Theron had expected to find propaganda posters or a self-portrait of the minister, but the walls were surprisingly empty. According to Vin's blueprints, the minister's private communications room was through an exit in the back, the most logical place to store the black cipher. But as Theron stared at the massive durasteel door at the rear of the office, he realized Vin's blueprints hadn't shown everything. He approached the security panel of the locked door and quickly realized a simple badge and retinal scan were not going to get him in this time. There was a numbered keypad beside the door, and Theron guessed only the minister himself knew the access code. Theron quickly reviewed his options. He still had some plasma gel left, but not enough to burn through the heavy steel door. He had his slicing equipment. He could probably crack the code, but that would take time he didn't have. And even if he managed to get lucky and crack the code quickly, it was possible the door wouldn't even open until the lockdown was over.
"This is going to be a problem," Theron muttered.